All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this.
And a happy new year. Let's have a new spirit in 2025. Looking back at 2024, the sports world experienced, well, a whirlwind of change, and some of it was for the good, but sadly, a good bit of those changes have been not so good. Let's start with a clean slate here in 2025. It's time to do some reflection on what went wrong in 2024, and what your aching and aging Swamp Swami can do a little bit better in the coming year. Did you know that SwampSwamiSports.com has been around since 2017?
Woo!
Yeah, it's like those giant cockroaches that live in your garage. You simply cannot get rid of me that easily. In 2024, yours truly wrote 111 posts for SwampSwamiSports.com, and you received each and every one of them for free, too. So you definitely got what you paid for. In addition, I recorded 110 audio podcasts for those 111 stories. That final story in 2024 didn't contain an audio file due to a lingering WordPress malady, which we will not discuss further. Believe it or not, it takes a lot of time to come up with a decent idea and then to research, write, record the audio portion, edit it, and produce the final products for your viewing or listening pleasure. Friends in the journalism field do appreciate how difficult it is to come up with original ideas and then forge ahead to file a decent story. On the average, I spend about 6 hours per show, yeah, writing it and doing the audio, and that's a lot of time for this unpaid sports guy. But thanks to Apple Podcasts, the Swamp Swami audio podcast is available worldwide. Woohoo! A few copycat podcast hosting sites have apparently picked up my audio show too. Though I do wish they might have asked me first, my counselor, Perry Mason, told me to chill, at least for this year. On Twitter, X.com, my handle is SwampSwamiSport. Yeah, the name was one letter too long, so they chopped the S off the end. It seems to draw a few eyeballs here and there, or bots, probably, with every new post, but we're trying. So what's new ahead in 2025, you might ask? In the month of December, my website was hampered for almost a week with a third-party technical glitch, but I'm not a programmer. I'm a business major, and my lone IT class in college resulted in a C effort in Fortran. You remember that? It's a Stone Age computer language which utilized punch cards for input. And as a result of being unable to fix my own website, a financial decision as to whether to pay someone at GoDaddy to fix it has recently emerged. So with my microscopic budget and lack of IT knowledge, I am giving some thought to possible alternatives coming up this year. So don't be surprised if we go to Substack.com. Now, possibly moving the Substack and letting somebody else take care of that internet posting seems like magic to me, but I would not, if I went there, make it a paid subscription site. I don't want anyone's money, and I don't want to create a bookkeeping or tax issue for myself. So it'll be free no matter where I'm ending up at the end of this year. Or perhaps we could go to YouTube. You've heard that term, that guy has a face for radio? That's kind of how I feel. YouTube is very video intensive, and it seems very unlikely, though, to be a viable solution for what I like to do. Now, how about adding some guest stars for my Apple podcast? As a former radio guy, I do like that idea. In the past, my computer has been a bit limited with incremental storage space. Yeah, I'm kind of cheap. And thanks to a recent upgrade, though, by one of my thrifty yet clever sons, the hard drive space at my computer has now been solved. I do need to invest about $200 to buy a moderate quality audio mixer to record guests on the phone and then edit the final product in a professional manner. I'm giving some thought to it, and I will revisit Santa's stocking soon to see if he left me a special surprise gift, other than another lump of coal which seems to show up annually. Now, should the length of my blog post and audio shows be reduced? That might help me a little bit. On average, most of my posts are around 1,500 words. Now, that's been a comfortable amount of space to develop fully an idea. It also yields a nice audio podcast file of about 10 minutes, too. Since I don't claim to have a master's degree in podcasting, it seemed like a quality 10-minute audio show was just about right. Though Joe Rogan and others can blather on for what may be hours, I believe that unscripted sports talk is best found on your favorite AM sports radio station. Now, should Swamp Swami bring on a writing partner to add some more variety this year? I do have a few friends who are quite talented in this area and would make some dandy contributions to the site. Unfortunately, most need to earn a regular paycheck these days or participate in family life and/or attend to a myriad of other issues on their daily schedule. It's kind of difficult to commit to a regular writing schedule, but I remain open to an idea of a writing partner at some point. If you do have any suggestions, of course, keep them clean. You can drop me a line at swampswamisports, all one word, swampswami and sports, all together, at gmail.com. I do read your emails and appreciate your feedback on how we can improve. So let's look at the good and the bad and the ugly. Sharing sports content with you every week has been a fun and creative outlet after ending my full-time former career. During college, I was lucky enough to have worked as a part-time traditional announcer at a local radio station. The creative aspects of that radio business, though, really got the hooks into me. Years later, a pioneering New Orleans AM talk radio station was brave enough to hire me for a part-time weekend talk show. That 1980s show was general in nature, but the callers often preferred to chat about regional sports, and for me, that was perfect. Now, as I've aged, I am saddened by the lack of local radio stations which offer training and opportunities for younger talent like I was back then. Though today's plug-and-play satellite radio stations are more economic to operate, local sports seems to be completely gone, have you noticed? So is it any wonder why the ratings for AM sports radio stations have become so dismally low? Thanks to the internet, there are new creative outlets, but that market is oversaturated at the moment. It is hard to stand out in a crowded field. Apple Podcast, which hosts my show, and did I say it was free, claims to have millions of podcasts available. While that might be true, the vast majority of those podcasts, if you've checked them out, are less than professional productions. In other words, PU, they stink. I am definitely kind of old school when it comes to what goes on the air, and one rule I have is this okay for my grandsons to listen to? Yeah, corny dad jokes are plentiful here. That's okay. The SwampSwamiSports.com seal of approval is that kids are welcome to listen here. So what's coming to SwampSwamiSports.com in 2025? Number one, you'll see more regional focus. Though a primary emphasis is going to remain on my home state of Louisiana, other regional and national stories will still warrant timely commentary and coverage during this coming year. Look forward to next fall because another top 25 ranking is going to be added for FCS, or the small college football teams, in 2025. Yes, a lot of work goes into that SwampSwamiSports.com top 25 rankings for the 134 FBS football teams, the larger schools, after that first month of college football. By the way, my FBS rankings are now batting a nifty 58.3%, or 21 wins versus 15 losses, in this year's College Bowl matchups for the games which have been played through December 31st, 2024. We'll try the small colleges this fall. We'll see how it goes. Another issue for 2025, I will continue to examine this never-ending merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. Yes, money talks, and LIV Golf's Saudi backers have a lot more money than the PGA Tour's new financial backers do. So if LIV Golf finally gets a better TV deal this year in 2025, I hear they're leaving the CW network and perhaps landing on Fox's FS1 this summer, the viewership for LIV Golf can only go up. And that means bad things for the PGA Tour. So let's cover golf closely at least the first half of 2025. Another question, will I continue to pick on Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys? You can count on it.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
A couple of my best friends are Dallas Cowboy fans, but I do hate seeing them suffer so much. So I'm going to continue to take jabs at old Jerry until he finally retires or steps away from the day-to-day operations. But how am I going to treat my equally crummy New Orleans Saints? Unlike Dallas Cowboys fans, a long-suffering but forever loyal Houdet fan like me still has more confidence about the future of our favorite team. I do plan to take plenty of shots, mostly deserved, at the Saints for their recent demise. Another question, Will I finally do a few hockey stories in 2025? One of my friends has continued to push me to become more interested in the National Hockey League. As I've stated in the past, hockey is fun to watch in person. Unlike basketball, though, where I can easily detect an exceptional basketball player from another, most pro hockey players seem to have virtually the same skill set to me. And that's an admission that I have lived south of I-20 for most of my life. Perhaps I can coax Happy Gilmore to pen a few hockey stories for us in 2025. So stay tuned. I do promise to give you my very best efforts again this year. It's my money-back guarantee. Oh, wait. I'm Swamp Swami.
George of the Jungle, thank you, you and me.